This is Keeping It Real with Terry and Sonny. And this is Sonny, and this is today's 5-Minute Nugget. And today I'm going to be speaking to you out of the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verses 25 through 27. It says, keep your eyes on the path and look straight ahead. Make sure you are going the right way and nothing will make you fall. Don't go to the right or to the left and you will stay away from evil. In life, we're all on a journey. And it's called the journey of life. Each and every person has to make decisions each and every day of what they're going to do and how they're going to do it and everything. But you know, on that journey, we have to have something called faith. Faith is the evidence of things not yet seen but hoped for. And you know, when we're on that journey, we have to have faith. Because you know, we don't always know what the next step's going to be in life. And we don't know always know where we're going to wind up going at. But we have to trust in God where we're on the path of life that he is going to make the way. And if we follow, because sometimes when we're walking on the path of life, we don't always see everything that's around us. We only see that at our feet. And we have to trust where we're at is where he wants us to be at. And when we follow the path that he put us on, then we will be safe. Just like the scripture says, we will stay away from evil. You know, a man of faith that I remember so much and it was a great testimony to the faith is a guy named George Mueller. He started off in orphanages and for children. But the only thing was, he never would ask nobody for nothing. Everything he needed, he would pray for it. And sometimes it would come down to the wire when he would get the things. And in one of the testimonies of his story, he had all the kids lined up in the room, and about 2,000 of them, and they were all sitting at the table, and they were waiting to eat, but they didn't have no food. And he told the kids, let's give thanks over the food. So they all started praying, and before they finished praying the prayer, a guy showed up at the door, and he said his truck broke down, and he had some milk, and he asked to see if they wanted it, and they gave it to the kids. And then after that, a few seconds later, another truck guy come and said, I've been up all night and I have some bread. And he gave that to the kid. So God wanted providing the food for them. And all his life, he walked in faith and he never asked. He always believed God. He always trusted in God. And that's the same way with us. When we're walking in this journey of life, each and every person's on it. And when we're on this journey, we have to trust God step by step of the way. And we can't get caught in the lure of some of the things on the side of the path. Because some of the things on the side of the path is going to pull us off and pull us into things that God doesn't want us to be. And a lot of time when we get caught up in those things is where the problems start. That's the start of our problems. And before we know it, we're all sick. And it never was in God's will. But because we got off on the bad path. And sometimes we get off in the path and get off in things that's not God's will and we regret it. But God always forgives and he always leads us back to the path. But we have to trust in him and we have to say, because what God will do, God will put buffers in your life and he'll put signs up and say, hey, you need to turn around. You need to turn around. You're on the wrong road. You're on the wrong road. And sometimes we don't always listen right away. Sometimes we want to go out the way. But you know what? That's not always the best thing. God's path is always the best way. So when you're on the journey of your life and you're taking step by step, trust in God, trust in the Lord, and his ways will never forsake you. And this is today's 5-Minute Nugget. And I want to thank you, and I'll see you once again tomorrow.